My name is Michael McCusker. About 6 months ago, I interviewed a bunch of folks about what they thought of Barack Obama and his first year. And I did that for the newspaper that I have not yet begun to republish, the North Coast Times-Eagle. And these interviews have been laying fallow for at least 6 months. So I thought maybe I'd read them on the air this morning. This, again, is their opinions before what passed as health care was passed, and before the oil leak in the Gulf. But this was how they thought Obama was doing. And this is now 6 months on. Perhaps some of them have changed their minds, and perhaps others have not. But it's a nice snapshot. And it starts off with Chris Grant, who is an artist, raconteur, and KMUN-FM public radio folk jock. Barack Obama is a puppet. He does not represent the voting public's wishes. He is not a man of the people, but is solely devoted to corporate and banking interests. Obama is a globalist. He has lied and betrayed his promises to the people, his unkept promises. I feel the Democrats were optimistic and anxious to be represented, and they have been duped. Obama was elected through uninformed hysterics. The two-party system is dead. It is no longer Democrats or Republicans representing us. It is one party. Obama has not addressed George W. Bush's Homeland Security Patriot Act, high-handed attack on the American people in the name of security. Anyone who hated Bush should be mandated to hate Obama because he has not repeated anything Bush did, but instead has increased what he did. Being the first black president is a cute trick. He is not the man for intelligent blacks. I'm emotional about this because I was told to shut up and that I was not a good Democrat before and after the election. I was told to give Obama a chance. Now he's had his chance. I have to stress that he's a globalist. He is not a leader of the Republic or the American Constitution. He has sold out to multinational corporate and banking interests. If you are blinded to his agenda, why open your eyes now? Helen King. She would have been 88 this month of June, but she died shortly after I interviewed her. Helen King. The president is only one man. Congress runs the country. Without Congress, the president has little power. I am usually Democrat, but regardless of party, I vote for the person best suited. I voted for Obama. To tell you the truth, if Republicans had got it and Sarah Palin was vice president, God help us. I am impressed with Obama's family. They are down to earth like the rest of us. I don't think they are seeking power. I am impressed by the children's garden. We should have stayed in Afghanistan instead of going to Iraq. I hope they catch Osama bin Laden and get out of there. I'm not sure about health care. I feel those who can afford it should not receive it. It should be for those who can't afford it. Franklin Roosevelt took care of his economic mess with the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, and the CC, the Conservation Corps. Hopefully, Obama will be able to use Roosevelt as his guiding light. I think that when things get bad economically, we go to war for a while as a way to solve it. War puts people back to work. I was in Portland in nurses training when we went to war in World War II. My husband Bill was in the war. Campaigning goes on so darn long. We got so tired of turning on the TV and that's all you saw. If the candidate spent less money on campaigning and used it for the benefit of the country, it would be so much better. If the money and time spent on campaigning were limited, it would benefit the country. And that was now Helen King, who has recently died. She was a grand lady. Probably many of you knew her. Becky Pritchard. She is a young black woman living in Astoria. I think Obama is doing the best he absolutely can. It has only been a year. Kim Lamont. She's a bartender at the Ship Inn. I think Obama's done pretty well for a guy trying to fix the last 8 years driving the country into the toilet. I've heard people say they're disappointed, as if he is to wave a magic wand and everything is supposed to instantly get better. I don't think he should be graded. It's too soon. After all, it took us 8 years to get into this mess. He put a grade on himself of B+, but he shouldn't. There are so many issues. People just need to give him time. You have to hand it to the guy for taking on health care. There are $60 billion lost every year in Medicare fraud. A lot of people say things are improved, but they can't find any jobs. Well, maybe these people ought to be employed to find that $60 billion. Something's going to happen on health care, whether Republicans like it or not. The whole thing about the health care debate boils down to all about being elected. Max Hemmert, he's a retired union president. The Republicans have developed a policy of destroying the opponents, whether or not they have a factual basis for it. I feel badly that liberal Democrats are disillusioned that they are not able to achieve state objectives, feeling that Obama is a lukewarm progressive. They are missing the realities of the current political situation. Progressives don't have a lock on any theme despite having a head of government. They are disappointed their objectives have not been met so soon, that the wars are not instantly over, Guantanamo abandoned, health care not reformed, and the crushed economy not immediately resuscitated. A little patience and a little support will find the world vastly improved for objectives of progressives and representative government in general. Keep the faith, fellow progressives. Kathmia Jamar. She was sitting at the counter of Godfather's Books. I feel for being in office for just 1 year, considering the obstacles he's been up against, Obama's done a pretty good job. We had 8 years of the country being screwed up by a bad administration, and for anyone to think it will be fixed in 1 year. The pundits like Rush Limbaugh, Tim Beck, and Ann Coulter rant and rave on the airwaves. They should get off their butts and step up to the plate and run for political office. They're just like old-time snake oil salesmen. Liam Dunn. He is first-generation Irish-American. He is an actor in theater and a rock musician with the legendary Pagan Pancakes. The first problem of perception is that Obama was viewed as a miracle man. Politics is still the art of compromise. Nothing is going to change drastically unless the minds of the nation change drastically. There is not much he can do with Afghanistan except continue until there is an end time. As with Iraq, he has been stuck with previous political policies from before he became president. It was a mess when he came in. He hasn't had any dramatic successes or failures, and it now looks as if the Republicans have the filibuster to negate his health care overhaul. And that makes it a year that appears as if nothing has changed. The best thing Obama does is he can put ideas into political terms people can relate to. He's got that way of speaking as a minister, being a visionary and a deal-making politician without giving in to the different sides. He doesn't seem to show spontaneous reaction to things. He is so measured and careful that it distances him. I would feel better if he were to get mad and express how he feels rather than perceive how he should feel. People look for a leader who seems more like themselves. He has marvelous qualities of character and intellect, but I wish he would sometimes tell a dirty joke. Elizabeth Mentory Grant. She is program director of KMUN. I was not initially an Obama supporter. I voted for Hillary Clinton in the primary, but I voted for Obama against McCain. My principal emotion is sadness. For myself, I did not have high expectations. While enjoying Obama's eloquence, I was not won over. Maybe I am getting old, but I am wary of flowery promises. I am especially horrified about his decision to escalate our military presence in Afghanistan. I am particularly sad for my daughter, who was 13 in February, who has a big poster of Obama in her room and has just begun her interest in politics. She was very excited about his being elected, and I hope her newborn idealism is not too painfully brought to earth. Lori Kaplan. She is a major figure opposing liquefied natural gas terminals on the Columbia River. Obama. Integrity, grit, idealistic, savvy. He is probably the most innately qualified president we've had in a long time. What I hope he's doing is using the power of his office and his person, thinking long term and staying as free as possible of the muck of the D.C. bubble. but he is challenged by an erratic, inattentive public, political demagoguery, entrenched special interests, corporate money and power, members of Congress focused on re-election, and a disquieting number of people who can't stand the idea of a dark-skinned president. Jessica Sund. I really appreciate how he has taken time to engage in dialogue and conversation, not as a politician, but by somebody who is attempting to get and provide information. That is the long road to peace. It is the road I had hoped he was taking until recently when he decided to send more troops to Afghanistan. Now my feelings are mixed, and I think that instead of annihilating terrorists, we need to help young people in Afghanistan and Iraq by giving them other choices than blowing themselves up. I'm talking about children. We should build schools, give them opportunities to work, and develop their own communities. But that takes a lot of time. Yet, isn't that what we are on the planet for? Not to think of our own safety and security in this life, but rather the lives that come after us. Rainer Heigebarth. He's from Germany and a longtime Astoria resident. I like Obama's dynamic. He's not cowardly. He debates people in his own party. He is persistent in regard to health care reform. He demands the highest priority for his policies. Stella Spracklin Link, who has just graduated from Astoria High School. She's a playwright and actress. I guess I think Obama's kind of a phony because he said he would do a lot of things, but he hasn't. He's trying to, but like healthcare, it's a project that's really huge and takes time. I think there are other things he could fix, like the economy. Maybe what happened to him also is that once he got into the White House, he was blindsided by lobbyists, and he has turned into a cash cow more than a president. I think he gets about $200,000 a year, free housing, a really nice house, complete Secret Service coverage, free limousine and jet plane to everywhere. All of those things have blinded him to everything else. He needs to remember he has to take care of the people, but he seems to have forgotten because he's pretty well taken care of. How many Americans have free limo or jet service? Cindy Lee. Unflappable, educated, polite, curious, worldly, and handsome is Obama. He allows the blue dog Democrats in the Republican Party of no to show their true colors, a variety of green hues found on the dollar bill. These people are bought and paid for by the new Citizen Corporation, which now enjoys the same rights as human citizens. And of course, he's referring to the Supreme Court decision of the first part of the year. Ted Thomas. What do I think about Obama's first year? Any analysis of Obama's performance is by necessity a comparison of his campaign promises. Has he accomplished what he set out in his campaign? He promised to close the prison at Guantanamo, Cuba. It's not closed. He promised to address health care and make it better. There are still 40 million and many more without access to medical care. In the latest legislation, stimulus money devoted to helping premiums for the unemployed was shut off, plunging millions more into uninsured status. We are assuaged weekly with lies and propaganda like unemployment declines, but the USA loses 20,000 more jobs, quote unquote. The story is millions kicked off unemployment benefits in the face of massive job losses. It does violence to the rational mind to hear that growth is slow, and that's a quote. It is the economy that will deliver the House and Senate to the Republicans. What do you think? I think we will become Argentina, economically speaking, and politically too. Leaving bailout money on deposit at the Fed since October 2008 because it can pay interest ensures no money will be loaned out, the reason why Obama sold us the bailout. It is insane. In short, we are doomed. Doug Sweet, who is interim station manager of KMUN at present. I think Obama's doing a very good job. There hasn't been a presidential transition in the past half century that has left more problems on the presidential plate. And yet Obama has managed to move things forward and save the country from total collapse. The criticism is almost totally an attempt by the right wing in this country to destroy what they fear most, a centrist or left-leaning progressive politician. There should be a grace period for a presidential change, and especially a change of political party. The Republicans should have allowed some of the proposals to move along rather than put a great wall against any change. It is ridiculous. The Democrats didn't do that to Bush when he came to the presidency. One thing I must say in his favor is that Bush has faded into the background and not tried to influence things. The same cannot be said of Dick Cheney. Republican senators should poop or get off the pot. Jane Harold, aka Calamity Jane. That poor man, what was he thinking? Tom Hartland. I was under the impression that Obama was a good man and capable who was forced to swim with sharks. That's how I attribute a lot of his questionable actions, that he was ameliorating the heavy interests around him. In particular, I liked his speech in Prague, in the Czech Republic, about nuclear weapons. He called for a nuclear-free world. I want him to tell us the truth about why we are in Afghanistan. I believe everything he has said about the rationale is bogus. He says we are there to temper terrorism, to ensure stability, but the reasons are there is to establish military bases and ensure security for our interests. Why is it so hard to tell the American people we are working hard to secure resources we want and to prevent others from accessing them first? I suspect China is being checkmated, but then China can foreclose on our debt. David Hammack, who was the previous director of KMUN. I think you can make the case that the guy who won the election was the loser. I can't think of a worse thing a guy can walk into. I thought Bush Sr. had set the bar for leaving a mess for a successor when Clinton inherited the situation in Somalia. But this, the economy in a shambles, Afghanistan ignored into crises, and Iraq in complete meltdown, makes Daddy look like a piker. In the context of all that, the fact that we have an economy at all and that Iraq is almost quiet, and we seem to at least be holding our own in Afghanistan, represents a remarkable performance. The fact Obama has had time to push for, if not complete, such a sweeping policy agenda as health care reform shows astounding capability. I wish he had more time and resources so that he could show what he could do with his agenda rather than burning up all his political capital, cleaning up W's mess. And now something by Bob Berg, which he wrote, Obama's First Year. Let me start by saying that I didn't vote for Obama, either in the primaries or the general election. I'm a member of the Pacific Green Party and am pretty much fed up with the Democrats. That said, I had my doubts about Obama based on his statements and his advisory team during the campaign. To beat Hillary, he had to change positions, compromise, and hedge. But the tremendous support he got from the grassroots and some of my friends' thoughts led me to hope that the promise of a young, half-black candidate might win the day when he actually got the power. To sum up, Obama's first year came closer to my doubts than my hopes. It started out pretty good. Obama's first week in office gave us several executive orders that were exciting, making presidential records more transparent, requiring ethics pledges of appointees. That one flopped soon after, unfortunately. Doing away with torture, looking at detention policies and revoking several last-second Bush decrees. His appointments were somewhat disappointing, starting with his vice presidential running mate. Perhaps he was looking for balance with an old white guy. I couldn't, and still can't, understand Hillary as Secretary of State. She's hardworking and she knows the ropes, but her forte is domestic policy, and I thought Health and Human Services, or some such, would be a better match. I haven't seen any great successes from her in the first year. The biggest disappointment was retaining Robert Gates as Defense Secretary. It was announced that he would stay on yet another year. If any policy needed to be drastically changed, it was defense and military policy. Retaining anyone from the Bush administration, even a latecomer with pretty good credentials, sends the wrong signals to the base and to the world. Obama made a big deal about trying to work with the Republicans, adopting some to top positions. Boy, has that been a flop. Obama had some troubles with appointments in the beginning, which led me to worry about his ability to turn around the administrative branch of government from the depths reached by the previous administration. I guess the problem is that it's hard to find people who have been around long enough who haven't scammed the system. My main yardstick with policy is environmental policy. I think Obama has actually made some strides there. Like other Obama appointments, and so unlike his predecessors, Lisa Jackson at the EPA has the science and the management background that helps in understanding the problems and how best to solve them. She has made several good decisions, including regulating greenhouse gas emissions, stopping some mountaintop mining proposals, and even taking a look at the management of synthetic chemicals. And I believe EPA staff have stopped the mass exodus that started under the Bush administration. Stephen Chu was an interesting choice for Energy Secretary. I used to work at Lawrence Berkeley Lab, which Chu led before going to Washington. He is another experienced scientist, Nobel Prize winner like Obama, and manager that signaled to me that Obama was serious about turning around policy on the environment. Ken Salazar at Interior has been a mixed bag. I would have liked a real progressive here to change the mindset to real protection of our land and resources. We will see if industry continues its dominance of our interior lands policy or whether the public gets more say. OSU's Jane Lubchenco at NOAA and other scientist managers at the agency level were also encouraging. As I said above, I think in the environmental area, Obama has made strides. Unfortunately, because of the previous 8 years of retreat on the environment, he has a lot of catching up to do. Obama's speaking skills are certainly a breath of fresh air after Bush, but his actions don't always match the rhetoric. I know that is par for the course with our politicians, but the stakes are higher now with so many things, and we're so cynical that we really could use a little more honesty at the top. The most disappointing part of Obama's first year has been foreign policy. We are still in Iraq, more entrenched in Afghanistan, and seemingly ready to go elsewhere. One of the things I liked about Obama's initial speeches was his commitment to diplomacy. He just hasn't carried out that commitment very much. Perhaps his greatest diplomatic victory was to work out a side agreement at the Copenhagen climate talks. I don't know of any other major diplomatic initiatives with either friend or foe. Where are the talks with Syria, Iran, North Korea, Russia, or even Mexico? I guess you could sum it all up with Obama's remarks in accepting the Nobel Peace Prize. That was a shocker. When he told the world that sometimes you have to wage war to get peace. Let's see. Hitler, Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and so many others, I'm sure, said the same thing. So did George Orwell, but in grim satire. Similar to foreign policy, Obama's economic policy is a continuation of the previous administration's boggling. The stimulus package has some good angles, but I believe it is spending too much on maintaining our old infrastructure and ways, and as such won't kickstart a new economy, as I had hoped and was promised. The Wall Street establishment is running our economic policy, and that is a recipe for more of the same that got us here. I would like to see some changes in leadership at the top levels of economic policy, and I think it's one of Obama's chief failures so far. Like a century ago, the robber barons are ruling, and we need a Teddy Roosevelt type to bring them down. I am a big non-believer in energy self-sufficiency. The massive amounts of resources being poured into large-scale alternative energy schemes, I believe, are wasteful and even environmentally destructive on our own soil instead of abroad. I feel we need to diversify and scale down our energy and all other systems and reduce the environmental, economic, and social risks associated with big business in all its guises. Obama's policies are more of the same mega everything with a green tint. I had hoped that his youth and smarts would give us more innovative approaches. I'm disappointed that Obama has, until very recently, tried to get Republican support for everything when it has been obvious from the beginning that they are out to do a Clinton on him. This has been especially damaging with health care reform. We can only hope that some measure of reform will emerge soon. But momentum has been lost, and the lobbyists have dominated the debate on both sides of the aisle. I suppose my expectations were, like most Americans, very high for Obama's first year. Though a climate energy bill has not made it out of Congress yet, I believe the most hopeful part of Obama's first year has been in the environmental field. In other areas, he has been a disappointment, but maybe his performance is more a reflection of the poor performance of the Democrats in Congress, who have really given in to the right-wing attacks and not forged ahead with the progressive agenda that Obama outlined in his inauguration speech. And now it is an election year. On the bright side, it could have been a lot worse. I can't even imagine what the world would look like if McCain would have won, and Obama's youth and charm have helped to restore some of our lost respect in the world. Looking at a recent Atlantic Magazine article on Obama's first year and his prospects in comparisons to other recent presidents, it is unlikely that anything Obama did would have made him popular with me or anyone else. Circumstances more often than not make or break the president, not the other way around in our complex world. I hope that Obama somehow finds a way to inch us forward to a more sustainable, equitable, fun world. In my opinion, he will need to do some house cleaning at the top levels and hope that the rabble don't screw it all up at all the other levels. I wish I had more confidence in the rabble. And that was by Robert Goldberg, who is also a programmer and is a writer for HipFish. Now, these were all interviews and writings I took 6 months ago. And now, of course, it's 6 months beyond that 1 year's assessment. And a lot of things have happened. But somehow, not too much has changed either. And this has been Michael McCusker.